I'm sending you warmth from my soul to yours. Charlotte Common, happiness designer, ordained minister, and lover of the world, lover of humanity, and the catalyst for transformation, perhaps. Someone who is trying to help humanity move on during difficult times. The coronavirus has brought so much anxiety into our world, so much uncertainty. And what can we do not to lose ourselves during these very difficult times? As everything seems to be limited and restricted and things fall by the wayside, how do we stay centered? I think it is very important to connect with our inner divine resources during this time. And how can we do this? Well, we could start by kissing our soul. Now, isn't that a wonderful idea, a thought, that where we are limited and restricted due to social distancing, where we cannot hug people, cannot kiss the people we love and hug the relatives we would love to hug. So how about if we would learn to kiss our own souls? So I'm just pausing for a minute to give you some time just to connect with your soul and perhaps just give it this first tender kiss. And then just imagine that your soul is a beautiful garden, the divine garden of Eden. Be creative. Make it as beautiful as you want to make it. There are little streams and palm trees and beautiful plants. Perhaps a lake with water lilies, some ducks. Be as creative as you like. Perhaps there's a bridge and you can walk over that bridge into new life. Take a stroll. Be at peace. And then you come to a well. And this, in this well, water is bubbling up, and it is actually the divine well of your own soul, the never-ending resources within you. This inner well provides you with fresh water when you're crossing the desert of life. And perhaps you can pause and drink from your own well. When you're thirsty because you're crossing the desert of life, of uncertainty, then have another drink. Drink from your own source. Fill yourself up so that you can give to others of the well of love. Enjoy the cool water. Enjoy it on your lips. And when you feel like it, kiss your soul again. And feel the appreciation for your soul, the temple of your body. And so perhaps if you feel like it, be grateful for your body, be grateful for your organs. And perhaps you want to kiss a part of your body. Perhaps your hands. Perhaps you want to, in your imagination, kiss one of your organs. Celebrate it, appreciate it. And as we show gratitude towards our body, our soul, our organs, we know that this body, this soul, will help us to create something new during difficult times, during times of letting go, which are also times of renewal. And so I would like to leave you with this prayer. Dear Lord, lover of light, of humanity, lover of new beginnings, only you have the answers for our future, but you give us a dream and help us to listen to this dream within. Help us to connect with our source, which is you. Help us to meditate on the dream you give us for our life, the destiny you show us. Help us to say yes. Help us to say yes to ourselves with all our fears and frustrations and questions. Help us to say yes to the inner resource, the divine inner resource that will show us the way during difficult times and in good times. And so we surrender, we dare to surrender, knowing that you hold us and love us, and that you know the way, and that you show us the way within each one of our, each of our souls. And for that, we're truly grateful. So we give up the struggle of having to know. We give up the struggle of needing to control and manipulate the outcome. We give up control in the deep knowledge that the inner resource within us is divine. And then God and we are one. Amen.